We are joined by a representative from the London-based team of Animal Defenders International. Very excited to have someone from London here. You're a founder. You put your life into this. We are joined by Tim Phillips, Vice President and founder of Animal Defenders International. You're a lifelong activist, and you've been instrumental in protecting and saving lives of animals around the world. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, and your visit to Los Angeles, you're working in London a lot, but you're also in Peru. You're working around the world, really.
Yes, yeah, we've got offices in London, here in Los Angeles, just a few yards from this studio, and also in Colombia and Peru. So we're working all over the world. We've also got sanctuaries with rescued animals where ADI has facilities and funds care all over the world as well for the animals we rescue from these different circuses.
It's been a big win this year, right, with circuses closing down, with having their last shows with animals.
That's right. Well, we're seeing a sea change around the world. I mean, over 30 countries now have banned or partially banned the use of animals in circuses. We've just completed a huge mission in Peru where we closed down Peru's circus industry, rescuing every single animal and relocating them. That was over 100 animals. And here in the United States, you're just seeing the circuses either going animal free or in the case of Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, they're closing down after a very long time, simply because they refuse to give up all of these animal acts and the public don't want to see them anymore. People know the suffering of these animals, being forced to live in boxcars, being forced to live on the road. And also ADI has exposed all over the world, you know, in the US, in Europe, in South America, the brutal training methods that go on behind the scenes. And the public don't want it anymore. And there's a clear alternative, and that's animal-free.
That's right. You have an animal-free campaign going on. It's stars saying, let us do the entertaining. And I saw one of your announcements for it. Ed Asner was in it and a whole lot of other actors.
Yeah, we were very lucky. We had about a dozen celebrities came forward and volunteered their time. We had Ed Asner, who's fantastic. Georgia Fox from CSI, Eric Zamanda from CSI, Kim Matula, Tonya Kaye, Brian Blessed, the actor, the Oscar-winning director, Danny Boyle, James Cromwell, who lots of people remember from Babe, the pig story.
Right.
They came forward, and basically the message of that was, we called it the reluctant entertainers, and in this case, the reluctant entertainers are the animals. And the message from all of these people who've given their lives to entertainment and who are dedicated and want to be part of that industry was, let the people who want to entertain people do the entertaining. Don't force animals who don't want to stand on their hind legs and amuse people. Don't force them to do this.
And Animal Defenders International, you've been behind several campaigns to save animals, to help enforce laws, and you've got cooperation now from places that had the circus, like Peru and Bolivia. And like you said, you got all of the circus animals out of Peru. So that's not going to happen there again. That's it. I mean, and just to give you an idea of what ADI does, you moved lions. You moved how many lions was it? A bunch of lions.
From Peru, we raided every single circus. Yeah. So we took a whole range of different animals and we relocated all of the lions. That was 33 lions. We took them back to Africa. They can't go back into the wild. They're too damaged. That some have been mutilated by the circus and they've been living confined. But we're actually this month completing a huge habitat construction program for them. So they've got 5-acre habitats, the families of natural African bush. We've given them back as close as possible the life that was stolen from them by the circus.
Right. And then they suffered the abuse and the trauma. There are so many things that go on behind the scenes in a circus and in zoos too, often where you don't see the animals being abused, that the lions getting hit in the mouth, you know, losing their teeth, the stress, losing their fur, getting beat, all of the things that go into just those few minutes of entertainment. That's what people don't want anymore. But you guys, I mean, you've been doing this for over 20 years. I think you started 30 years ago. This has been a mission for you.
I've been doing this for well over 30 years, since 1981. And ADI, we founded in 1991. And we are seeing a change now. We're seeing a change where people don't think it's acceptable to torment these animals, to keep them in confined and deprived environments, just to amuse ourselves. And it's a very significant change for people. Well, in fact, all these laws aren't saying make the cages a bit bigger, give them more space, do this, do that. They're saying, no, we just should not do this in the name of entertainment. Countries as diverse as Peru, Bolivia, I mean, those are two very different countries to start, even though they're in South America. And Mexico and Greece and Portugal, Taiwan, Singapore. I mean, it's a really diverse range of countries, and they're all saying, you should not do this to these animals just in the name of entertainment. And I think it's going to come here soon, because I think there is no appetite amongst American people for the abuse of wild animals in the name of entertainment. We've got a federal bill before Congress at the moment. We're trying to build support for that. So if people want to get involved with that, they can contact Animal Defenders International at ad-international.org. And we can see that passed, and we can see this suffering eliminated.
It's called the Traveling Exotic Animal and Public Safety Protection Act. TSPA?
That's correct. Uh-huh. And the reason there's a public safety component in this, no other wild animals are forced to live their entire lives in temporary substandard accommodation. It's accommodation that has to fit on the back of a truck or in a train or whatever is moving these animals from location to location. No other animals have such close control and training. It's no accident that there's so much horror footage filmed by ADI from inside these circuses, because in zoos, there's many bad zoos. We want to see the reform of the zoo industry. We want to see many of those places shut. But you don't see so many cases of physical violence, and that's because these animals are being loaded, unloaded constantly, day after day. They're being forced to do completely unnatural tricks, elephants doing headstands, bears riding bicycles. These are things happening in the United States right now. And to get those animals to do those things, they are coerced. And even when they comply, they rule them with fear. They are terrified that they're going to run away and there's going to be an incident. And these incidents are happening all the time. We've seen a trainer attacked in Florida by a tiger. There was an elephant in the Czech Republic recently that grabbed hold of a person. These are dangerous wild animals. They're in noisy city environments and they're not properly contained. So that's why there's a public safety as well as a very serious welfare component to this bill.
This is something that people can get behind. They can get in touch with their representatives to support this bill.
So, yes, there's not only this federal law being proposed, which we urgently need. Your representatives need to hear from you. If you don't agree with this suffering, then you have to tell people about it. And that's the case with most people. We've also got Council Member Rue has a measure before the Los Angeles City Council to ban the use of wild animal acts in this city.
That's right. We've heard a lot about that here, yeah.
So that's moving forward at the moment. It's not passed yet. It's never over until it's over. So we need support for that. So we're seeing movement at city level, at state level, and at federal level in the United States. And the sooner we can eliminate this suffering, the better.
So you can contact your local representative, city, and then state and federal.
That's correct. Yeah. And if they get hold, anyone gets in touch with us through our Facebook page, Animal Defenders International, or via our website, or just call the office here in Los Angeles, we can tell you how to engage with your council members and with your representatives and with senators. And they need to hear from you. They work from you for you.
And then I wanted to point out another rescue that you did recently, because you have rescues that you film. I know you have many rescues, actually, but you filmed a spider monkey, right? Zumba. Do you want to tell us about him?
Yeah, well, yeah. Zumba was an interesting one, mm-hmm. because it's really the final piece in the jigsaw of ending completely in Peru the mm-hmm. use of animals in circuses. It really began the story almost a decade ago, when we went undercover gathering evidence in these South American circuses. And our team was undercover for almost 2 years, just filming, photographing, documenting what we saw. And the abuse of these animals was so horrific, it led to the bans that are now in place in Bolivia, Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, and Paraguay. And ADI then not only worked to secure these laws, we committed to helping enforce them. Beginning in 2014, Animal Defence International began systematically tracking down and raiding every circus that had refused to give up its Wild Animal Acts. We raided circuses all over the country. During that operation, we rescued over 100 animals, and as we mentioned earlier, 33 lions went back to Africa. We also rescued various monkeys, and earlier this year we got a report of a spider monkey in a circus. We put an investigator on that circus, and within 24 hours we raided that circus with the authorities, took that spider monkey. So Zumba he's this lovely little spider monkey. He'd lived on a chain around his neck in this circus for years. We think about 8 years, but it's very hard to determine their age.
Yeah.
We took him up to a sanctuary where we fund facilities and care up in the middle of the Amazon forest. And he has just been reunited fully with his own kind. He's now in a group of 7 spider monkeys. And I tell you, that's the biggest joy in any of our work. When these animals that have, I think, endured the worst possible torture, which is complete isolation and despair year after year after year. I think that's worse than the beatings. And to reunite these animals with their own kind back in the forest where they belong, that's magical and special. And we continue to look after these monkeys and the bears and the lions. So, you know, if people want to help with that vital sanctuary work, looking after animals in the countries where they belong, they can, you know, get in touch with Animal Defence International and they can adopt these animals, because we'll be looking after them for a long, long time. And you get our ADI Rescuer News, which is our sort of frontline reports from when we do these dramatic rescues around the world. And the Facebook, if you put in Animal Defenders International, you'll track us down that way as well.
And you'll see Tim in videos. Tim Phillips, thank you for coming by.
The
taking
face
time.
Behind the voice.
Yes, the face behind the voice. Animal Defenders International.